Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened to your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
I'm just a
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, family, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, I'm your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 31st of May, 2013, and tonight we are going to take our Shabbat and, I pray, wrap up Torah's truth. What about Yahushua? I pray that we wrap it up tonight. Tonight is number 5, and I feel that we can wrap it up. I think that we have gone through the scripture showing that those who leave out Yahushua and just want to stick to the law, we've explained through the word how our Father feels about that and why he sent his only begotten Son to come in flesh through his death, burial, and resurrection, whereby the set-apart spirit is within us. Why is the spiritual now that is within us superseding over anything of the flesh? We've gone through scripture. We've gone through both the old covenant as well as the new covenant, scriptures that tie in both old and new together in the new covenant, as well as go to the old covenant and give the scriptures where it was foretold of Yahushua. We've done it all. There's no way to look at this but accept the truth of the Torah. The Torah is good. It was given to us. But it does not supersede Yahushua. And we're going to try to wrap that up tonight, family. And I pray that everyone who is here truly wants to learn. We do read the Father's Word, and we give understanding by way of the set-apart spirit. We pray that everyone is operating in the set-apart spirit, and that what we all are seeking for is our Father's face. So we're going to get today's lesson started, and I'm going to be bringing on our sister. I welcome each and every one of you now. I'm so happy that everyone is here, but we're going to really try to wrap this up today because I think we've covered it well enough. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, Sister Cookie. Can you hear me?
Shabbat Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We're hearing each other quite clear tonight so far.
All right.
Pray. Sister, you want to say anything to the family before we get started?
I just pray that Yahuwah will open up everybody's understanding that's listening tonight.
Yeah, Sister Cookie's a little nervous, so I was going to have her say a prayer over the radio. I'm going to go ahead and do that because I don't think she could. She might get a heart attack over there. A lot of people, and it's no biggie, a lot of people are phone shy, especially when they know so many people are listening. But Sister Cookie, if you would like to lead us with the opening prayer, I'll go ahead and let you. But I'm going to give you a choice because I know that's a little hard for you right now.
Extremely.
What would you like to do? Okay, you want me to go ahead and lead the prayer?
Yes, I would really love for you to. Before that, though, I can't get on this chat line. So will that make a difference with me getting the link?
Yes, go ahead and refresh your chat line. If anybody's having trouble with our chat,
you log on it.
Okay, go ahead and you have to log in order to.
Yeah, it's not letting me log
line.
In.
Uh-oh. Well, you have your handheld scriptures with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we might have to use that. Okay. I don't know if anyone else is having problems with Blog Talk, but if you are, 9 times out of 10, if you refresh, it usually works. But if you're having more difficulty than that, you can either, I went to a few shows this week from the same person. Somehow I could not hear the show. I could not hear the show, so I had to call in to listen to their show. But if you would like to listen by phone, the number is 646-595-4111. If you are, you know, hearing a lot of distractions or whatever it is, you can listen by phone, okay? But we're going to get our lesson started today. I just want to welcome everyone once again. This is our Shabbat show, and let's just give praise to our Father, Yahuwah. So I ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Hallelujah. Father, once again, we come on this set-apart day, our Shabbat, to say, hallelujah, Father. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your preserved word. We thank you for allowing the Ruach to flow. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father, for the understanding of truth. We thank you for each and every family member whose eyes have now been opened to the truth pertaining to your word. Father, we ask for a blessing over myself, over Sister Cookie, anyone who speaks across the airwave. Completely cover our body, Father. Allow us to be that vessel used to deliver the message. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone who is joining us tonight across the four corners of the earth, all your scattered sheep. We ask that they have no difficulty in hearing our message, Father. When we read your word, Father, their eyes are open further and their ears, they can hear the truth. And it edifies the set-apart spirit that's dwelling in each and every member, family member as well as sojourner, lost sheep. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for giving us, thank you for giving us Block Talk Radio. Father, we know that it's only because you allow Block Talk Radio to continue on that we are able to come together, whether we be scattered in Africa, in America, in Hawaii, in Japan, wherever we are scattered, Father, through the set-apart spirit, we are all together with you, Father, and we just praise you for that, and we thank you. Father, in Yahushua's precious name, we just say hallelujah, whoa. All right, family, we're going to get started today. We're going to try to wrap this up today, and I pray nobody's having difficulty. I pray nobody's having difficulty in hearing today. Yes, I got cut off. You guys know I got cut off the last show, and I had a lot of problems. You know, they go back and listen to I think it was the second show, Craziness, and the show we had last time, which was, last night. I got cut off. I heard the clicking on my line. I knew something was up. Sister Cookie, many times she would be speaking and couldn't hear her. At the end, when I was getting into saying some things, they shut me down because I had 11 minutes on my clock, and that was deliberately done. Know what's going on. Know what time of day we're living in, okay? We're right in the midst of our enemies. They don't want to hear our Father's truth. They don't want us waking up our Father's children. When we give personal testimony to testify to the truth of the spiritualness of us. See, that's I just want to say this before we get started because I got cut off last time. If I get cut off again, you know what's up. See, family, here's the deal. The scribes and the Pharisees that we keep speaking of, they were making Yahushua in non-existence by their teachings of the Torah. They were the ones who were paying off our people, bribing the Edomites too, you know, let's just say this, they had connections with the Edomites, Rome, okay? They had connections with them. And it was to say that Yahushua was just a man. Now, we know that the Jewish people, the Caucasians, the Edomites living out there in Israel right now, as well as they're scattered too. They scattered themselves, though. Nobody, not by force were they scattered. They would like you to think that. But when you go to Psalms 83, it says they all got together. Edom was at the top of the list. They all got together to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. See, when they knew that our Father's hand, that mighty right arm, was removed because of our disobedience, and we were going under chastisement after the siege of Jerusalem. When they bought us out in America, I don't know about everywhere else, but I know all our brothers and sisters went through pure hell. But when they bought us to America, what they did was they had to get the spiritual part of us, get rid of that. And how did they do it? Well, they wore out the flesh. They bought us, just like them, flesh thinkers. And that's what Yahushua never wanted. Our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, never wanted that for us. We were spiritual people. So now in 2013, many of us sit there and we listen to the word and the message and we don't fully get the understanding. The enemy wants us to be fleshly, be concerned of the flesh, be concerned of the New World Order, be concerned of the concentration camps and the police with their taser guns. And you see, the whole thing is, if you could keep the people away from the truth, away from understanding that we are spiritual beings, we have the power dwelling within us. They have to use witchcraft to get what we have, and theirs is not good. They're dealing with demons and angels to get that. We have something that's sacred and blessed from our Father Yahuwah, where there's power. Can't touch it. Can't touch it. But if you get the people woken up to the truth, and we have the power, and we can call things into existence, we can confound them with just words. All we have to do is pray to our Father in Yahushua's name. If our people really knew the truth about the power, the spiritual part, you know, if they knew that truth, and that's what they're not letting you know. They broke it down in our flesh through slavery. They sick dogs on us. They watered us down with the hoses. They hung us. They tortured us. They raped us. By the time we get to year 2013, many still are afraid. Many, when they read the scripture, it's all flesh to them. They don't get the understanding. They take what the word says in the scripture. Oh, see, oh, a man, a woman, water baptism. Got to get circumcised. Got to wear tassels. Woman don't wear a pair of pants. All these things of the flesh. All these things of the flesh. And what I was trying to explain to everybody is, if you only really listen and read the word and understand that spiritual power that is dwelling in each and every one of us who are called by our Father's name. Oh my goodness. When he talks about in Ezekiel 37 that the dry bones wake up, Ezekiel kept blowing on them. Family, when that great and exceedingly great army raises up and knows the truth and gets that truth, nobody can come against us. Go back and read Deuteronomy 28. It talks about how one of us chased 1,000. When the power with you, they can't hang. Right now they're using witchcraft and everything else to come against our people. Their hearts are evil. They like to shed blood. They like to conquer by the sword. And they got our people scared to death. We got nothing to be afraid of, family. Nothing. So when we go into Torah truth versus Yahushua, which we're really saying Torah truth, that's carnal, that's flesh. Which one supersedes the flesh or the spiritual, the set apart spirit? That's what these shows have been about. That's what the lessons have been pertaining to. So we want to continue and we want to get the truth out. And this truth, they will never tell you you are the chosen people and you have this power. And it's only you. It's not intended for the entire world. Scripture doesn't say that. Scripture does not say that. And that's a powerful thing. That's more powerful than any amount of money or anything on this earth. I don't care what kind of nuclear bomb. I don't care what kind of chemical warfare they do. Look, they can do whatever they want to. It doesn't matter. Do you understand? It doesn't matter. For those of you who are trying to stockpile, didn't the Father tell you, I've fed my children manna and I gave them water in the wilderness? Why are you trying to stockpile doing anything of the flesh? See, you got to get out that flesh way of thinking. The enemy wants you to be like that. They let all the unrighteous speak loud and clear over the airwaves. They got the best technology, best video, best this, best that. They can have congregation. They just like Matthew 23, they travel by sea. They travel afar to get their word across, and they're allowed to do it. But the ones who try to really tell the truth about this, they try to shut it down. So I pray your eyes are getting open to the truth that the Spirit, the set apart Spirit that's dwelling in each and every one of us, is more powerful than anything of the flesh. And if you got the set apart Spirit in you, now you can understand Corinthians, where it talks about the power of authority, Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then Israel. All three are one. So they're dwelling in us right now, the Father and the Son, all three of us. We're all one. We got the power. Okay, I don't want to get too far off, but I want to say that. And that's one thing that they cut me off from speaking about last show. So, sister, are you ready to get started?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, family, we're getting ready to do it. We're going to try to wrap this up into one, or shall I say the last of this series, because I believe that we didn't hit every major point. That what can you say? The scripture just said it so clearly, even without me having to reiterate what was already there that we read within scripture pertaining to Yahushua. Okay, everything of Yahushua, his purpose. So follow along. We're gonna wrap this up today. Now I'm gonna read a couple things to you guys. I'm gonna have sister read. Guys, we're gonna be in Matthew 15 first. I wanna go to Matthew 15. Now, I'm gonna give everybody the link. My computer's still acting wacky with this. I don't know what's up with that, but hey, I'm gonna give everybody the first link. Okay, it's just one verse, and from there you can type in every other place we go to. Okay. Use the link that I'm giving you guys. You can type in every other place that I'm going to. All right, Shabbat Shalom, Sister Lakeisha, I see you out there. And welcome, guest. There is your link to Matthew 15:24, and I'm just going to read it to you. Now, family, many people know this, but we do have some lost sheep might be coming over for the first time. I always have a large number of guests that come over, so I like to reiterate what the word says so they can get it. Who did Yahushua come for? Now, this would be our Savior. This is the Most High Son. Okay, his Hebrew name is Yahushua. Who did he come for? He tells us in Matthew 15, verse 24. It reads, Yahushua answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's letting you know I'm not sent for anybody else but the lost sheep of the house of Israel, or the lost sheep from the nation of Jacob. Okay, the nations, I should say. He is sent for the descendants of Jacob. Okay, so we figured that out. No great mystery there. By the time we get to finding out why did Yahushua come in the flesh, because we've gone over how we couldn't keep things in the flesh. It was working against our spirit. We kept sinning. Okay? We're going to go to Matthew's chapter 5, verses 13 to 21. And everybody can go ahead and use the link I gave you. Okay? Use the link I gave you and just go ahead and open that up. And I'm going to have our sister read that for us. We're going to find out why did Yahushua... Okay, why did Yahushua come in the flesh? We're going to get a good understanding of why he came in the flesh. So, sister, anytime you're ready, go ahead and... Oh, do you need me? Are you on the chat line yet, sister?
I'm not, but I went through our family website and went to the Gateway Bible that way, so I'm able to pull up the scriptures.
Oh, okay, great, great. Whenever you're ready.
All righty. Okay, Matthew 5, verse 13 through 19, it reads...
21.
Oh, okay, 21, sorry. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say...
Sister, read that again, please. Read that again.
Verse 17, okay?
Yes.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the last one of the least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
All right, sister, thank you. Now, family, that was Matthew 5, verses 13 through 21. And highlighted key parts that you should have picked up on. I'll just go through it. You know I will. By the time we get to verse 13, it reads, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. And that's what's happened to us right now. When we went into the last chastisement, we lost our savor. And I'm talking about the not savior, but savor. Okay? We got to keep to the Father's word. We got to speak His truth. We have to allow the set apart spirit to flow. Okay, we should be operating out the spirit. Because we're not operating out the spirit, we are good for nothing and cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Right now, 2013, if you are not operating out of the set apart spirit, you're basically good for nothing. And it's true. Don't say Georgia Pickens, but this is what this is speaking of. This is still our people. We're under chastisement. If we don't come and embrace Yahushua, embrace the Father's word, the truth, if we don't embrace the set-apart spirit, we are good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. If you know that we're good for nothing according to the Father's word, if we don't embrace what was given to us, which was the set-apart spirit, where it was a fulfillment of everything for us, our righteousness, we're good for nothing, okay? And we're to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. And then you should be worried about New World Order. If you don't have that set-apart spirit, yeah, you're supposed to be worried about those things. If you know you're so unrighteous and you've been doing everything under the sun opposite the Father's word, yeah, you don't have the Father dwelling in you. You don't have that protection because that's what the set-apart spirit does. It guides your path. It's your protection. It's everything. It's the truth. It's the understanding. You see? Let's go a little further. Our Father tells us through Matthew that we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Let them see that you are set apart like we were before when the Father was talking about us, that all the nations were looking at us and saying how this is a great nation. Well, let's get back there. We have to become spiritual to get there, though. You can't just be there with a garb on a corner with a blowhorn or just saying that you're going to open the Torah in the confines of a room and just go over that and then that's it. No. You got to operate out of the spirit, walk and talk and do everything with the Spirit operating behind everything. So it says, let your light, the light is the true light, which is Yahushua, which is the set apart Spirit. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Now, he tells us, and this is Yahushua, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, this right here has to be a verse that is overlooked by many, because it's clear to me that Yahushua, he didn't say he was destroying the law, nor the prophets, because all prophecy has to be fulfilled before he returns. And the law is good and righteous, but it's a spiritual thing. He came to fulfill that. And I want to go somewhere with that in a second. Let me see if I want to get anything more out there. Okay, yes, I want to, before I go to explaining about Yahushua fulfilling, I want to jump down to verse 20. He tells us, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why was that put in there? Why was that put in there? It wasn't just put there because we got extra room, let's write something right here. No, 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 no. Because throughout the entire scriptures, from beginning the Torah, you learn about the scribes and the Pharisees. They're not called scribes and Pharisees back then, but they have a different spirit. They come from Cain's lineage. If you really understand anyone throughout the scripture that was going against one of the Most High's anointed, anyone who was going against something the Most High laid as a foundation, they had a different spirit in them. If they didn't want to do the Most High's will, if they didn't want to obey, they had a different spirit. So we know by the time we get in the New Covenant, the scribes and the Pharisees, they definitely had a different spirit. I hear certain people out there say, well, we killed Yahushua. Well, let's say this. It tells us that wicked men did that. And see, it was the scribes and Pharisees and those who followed and were bribed and listened, just like the ones today, would sit there and accept a flesh message when Yahushua was teaching our people spiritual. Same set of wicked people. Not all the Hebrews killed the Most High. See, you got to go back and understand those two kingdoms. What was in those two kingdoms? Because the scepter never left from the house of David, okay, the house of Judah. Never left. You're going to find a lot of unrighteousness was in your northern kingdom, and they call it Israel. But we have people today want to say, oh, we killed Yahushua. No, there was always a remnant family. There was always a remnant. If you are accepting and hearing the truth of the word, you're probably part of that remnant. But there were the unrighteous ones. Oh, they're right. Yeah, they did kill Yahushua. Because they were underneath the scribes and Pharisees who were preaching Torah. Everything physical. Everything of the flesh. They were trying to omit Yahushua, which they're still doing today. There's nothing new under the sun. So in verse 20 it says, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Got to come back spiritual, family. No flesh and blood's entering into the kingdom. Scribes and the Pharisees are teaching a flesh message. They're overlooking the spiritual of Yahushua. All right, now, I want to hit back up on verse 17, which states, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. Yahushua did not come to destroy the law, nor the prophets, nor the Shabbat, nor the, there's a lot of things. He didn't come to destroy none of that. What he came to do was fulfill everything. Everything just became from the flesh to the spirit. That's all. That's what he came to fulfill. By way that, regardless of this evil world says, okay, everybody's going to worship like they did in old time. Everybody's going to worship on a Sunday. You know, everybody's going to do this. Everybody's going to do that. We know that that is not our Shabbat. But we know that they, the calendar, everything is off base. We know that these things have occurred. We know that our people were scattered, not because we were doing so good, it's because we were unrighteous. So the Father came and he brought it spiritual to where you don't set one day above the other. We choose to use Friday, okay? We choose to use Friday as our Shabbat. I don't know if I lost y'all on that one, but I pray I didn't. It's a spiritual thing. You can't judge a person on the day they use. Actually, all this is part of the liberty when they talk about the liberty. That's why I listed that show, Liberty and Faith in Yahushua. Okay, and I pray everybody had a chance to listen to that show. Okay, it was a good lesson we did there. But you got to understand the liberty. That's, we're going to talk about that more later, maybe. I don't know. I want to stick with the law first, okay, and the spiritual. So Yahushua let us know in verse 17, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy but to fulfill. Now, he is letting us know he just came to fulfill it. He tells us, well, I just read it to you. I'm not going to read it again. When you go to look up, well, you don't have to even look it up. Just know. You can look it up later. I'm not going to look it up for you. I'm just going to give you the understanding. The word fulfill, okay, that's what he came to do, was fulfill. That's your key word right there. He said he ain't come to destroy nothing but to fulfill. So Matthew consistently uses the word fulfill in a specific manner. Once something is fulfilled, there is not a future fulfillment. To fulfill something means to bring something to a completion. Okay? That's what Yahushua did. So examples of that, if anybody just wants to write these down, I'm not going to read them all, but I will give you the verse and you will hear how it might be fulfilled by this prophet, by that prophet of Yahushua. The prophets were speaking about it, and it's listed in the book of Matthews. You can go to Matthews chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. Matthew 2, verse 23. Matthew 4, verses 13 to 14. Matthew 8, verse 17. And then Matthew 12, verse 16 and 19. Okay, different prophets were speaking about that it might be fulfilled, okay, by Yahushua. So those are places you can go. He didn't come to take away anything. The law is not done away with. The prophets are not done away with. The Shabbat is not done away with, but everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. So I want to take everybody next to Acts chapter 1, and I want us to read verses 1 through 9. We're going to get a little bit of understanding, because if we know that all the prophets of old all spoke of Yahushua, then when they even spoke of John the Baptist and what he was coming here to do. By the time we get to Acts 1, verses 1 through 9, we're going to get a little understanding. It's good. It's good that you hear this. I want you to be able to go to the first episode of this all the way through, and your eyes got to be open, because we're going all over the Word. We're not just sticking in a new covenant. We're not just sticking in an old covenant. We're taking it all over. It's all the same thing being spoken again and again and again. So let's go over to Acts chapter 1, and I pray everyone is opening up their scriptures. Okay, I pray everyone is, I'm trying to give you time to get there, but I pray everyone is opening up their scriptures and let's get a little more understanding. This is our Father's Word. This is what we're supposed to be doing. You don't take anything that I say. If I'm not bringing it to the Word, you shouldn't even be listening to me. If someone else is not bringing it to the Word, rightly dividing that Word, I must add. So let's go over to Acts 1. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 9. Sister, can you read, please?
Yes, ma'am. Acts 1, 1 through 9. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you clear, sister.
The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, Theophilus, of all that Yahushua began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he threw the Holy Ghost, or set apart spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he had showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of the Father. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the set-apart Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Father, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the set-apart Spirit is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Thank you, sister. Now in Acts 1, verses 1 through 9, it lets us understand about the set-apart spirit. It also lets us know that this is going to be deja vu if you really understand what this is speaking of. See, when Yahushua came, he had come. He was going to take them at that time, but they rejected him. Okay? So we read, I'm going to pick up at verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the set-apart spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Okay, if Paul's in there, he must have chosen them. What about the road to Damascus? A lot of people want to say Paul's conflicting. They're not understanding because they were taught by the scribes and the Pharisees that Paul was writing, that Paul was just reading, this is his word, and he's against the other apostles. No, Paul was rebuking some of the apostles, like Peter. Paul was reading letters and rebuking the lost sheep, which in the New Covenant they were known as Gentiles. So it says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of the Most High. He was getting them spiritually ready. He wasn't speaking of this world. He was speaking of the kingdom. Okay, that's a spiritual thing. The kingdom is a spiritual thing. We're going to go on. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. Same thing that we were supposed to do at the very end. Wait upon him. Okay? Many people want to do something and prepare and get little civilizations out here in America and all over and backpack and dig caverns and go into caves and all this mess. No. That's scribe and Pharisee talking. That's scribe and Pharisee teaching. He said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Stay where you are, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Now, we're talking about Yahushua is going to come back to them, but he's coming back in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing. He tells us, verse 5, for John truly baptized with water. That's true. The Torah was given to us. That's true. All these things are true. They're in the Word. But you got to understand what else? You got to understand it all. But ye shall be baptized with the set apart Spirit not many days hence. Remember, when Yahushua went or descended back to heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father, the Comforter came. The Comforter, the set apart Spirit. We're going to read about a little bit of that because people don't know. People think it's a black man who wear his white garb and say he the comforter and he here to help and save and he was sent by the Most High. No, it's not a man. See, the scribes and the Pharisees, that's what they were trying to say Yahushua was, just a man. You know, if they want to even put him in the equation at all. Many of, and the trickery to this family is a lot of times they don't say it in outright words, but their fruits show what they're saying. If they can't come spiritual, they're spiritually discerned, they don't have to set up our spirit. They have a different spirit. If they're telling you anything of the flesh, watch out. Watch out. If they're telling you to dip yourself in some cold body of water, and now, look, it's all good. Uh-uh. Because we're reading it right here. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the set apart spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahushua, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? He tells them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But he says to them, ye shall receive power after, not before, but after that the set apart spirit is come upon you and is going to be now dwelling in you, right? He says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the two witnesses are going to be the northern and southern kingdom, Judah and Israel. Judah and Israel. But ye shall have received power after the set apart spirit has come upon you. Okay? After. Now it tells us that when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2. All you need to do is click that little arrow at the link that you're at to the right with one arrow, not two arrows, but it'll take you to Acts chapter 2. Now we're going to find out about the set-apart spirit, and it's going to encompass a couple things, and it's going to really get into, I'm going to shut up for a second. Let's let the Father's Word speak. Sister Cookie, could you go ahead and read that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the set apart spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the set apart spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Hebrews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea, and in Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Hebrews, and proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of our Father. And they all were amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it came to pass in the last days, saith Yahuwah, I will pour out my set-apart spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams, shall dream dreams, excuse me. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these days my set-apart spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the heaven beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of Yahushua, of Yahushua comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahushua shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yahushua of Nazareth, a man approved of the Father among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahuwah did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Yahuwah, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Yahuwah have raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw Yahushua always before my face, and he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will it suffer thine set-apart spirit to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yahuwah has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Yahushua to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Yahushua, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahushua hath Yahuwah raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. We all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yahuwah exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the set-apart Spirit, he hath sent us forth, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, Yahuwah said unto my Father, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahuwah hath made the same Yahushua whom he hath crucified both. I really don't know how to say that. I'm just going to say for what it is. Both say Lord and
King,
Christ.
King, well, that's good. Redeemer and Savior. Either one.
Redeemer and Savior. Okay. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua, for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the set-apart Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to the children, and to your children, and to all that are far off, as many as the Redeemer our Father shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto him about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking the bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and all had things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahuwah, and having favor with all the people. And Yahushua added to the church daily such shall be saved.
All right. Thank you, sister. All right. There's a couple key points that I want to bring out in Acts chapter 2. Now, let's go back to the top here. Let me get my... Okay. So we know that this was the day of Pentecost. And we knew that it was already told that the Comforter would come. The Comforter would come when Yahushua left, okay, and the Comforter will dwell in us, okay, that he's speaking about the set-apart Spirit, that's Yahushua and Yahuwah. So when we go and read, it tells us that they were had cloven tongues at this part, at this point, like as a fire, and is set upon each of them. Now, I want to stress something. I want to bring something else out as we speak about this, because I hear a flesh message even spoken about the set-apart Spirit. Many will teach that the female has no set-apart Spirit. Only if she's married under man, then she gets it. Well, I want to take you guys somewhere. I'm going to give everybody on the chat line this link. This is your Strong Concordance link. Okay, this is your Strong Concordance link, speaking of Acts chapter 2. Let me go ahead and get that to the Shalom, Sister Diane. All right, here's your link, family. Y'all go ahead. Y'all better make sure y'all paying attention, because this is another misteaching, and this is by the scribes and the Pharisees being taught even today. Now, that's your link to the Strong Concordance. When I get to a point, I'm going to ask y'all to go ahead and click the link. I'm going to tell you where I'm at. We're going to be reading at verse 4, and we're going to go down a little bit. It says... Let me start at verse 2. Let's just do it right. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Now we're going to find out who did this set apart spirit come upon. It says, and they were all filled with the set apart spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the set apart spirit gave him utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Hebrews. It says devout men out of every nation under heaven. Go ahead in verse 5 through the Strong Concordance link I gave you. Okay, go up to verse 5. What I want you guys to do, because you got to get an understanding, many are teaching only by the eyesight through the flesh. And they will tell you, it's not for the women, it's not for the women. Go ahead and hit up that word men, devout men. It should be Greek 435. Go click on it. When you have it open, you will see. Yes, it could be in reference to sex. It could be. That's a possibility. Okay? It could be male, a husband, a betrothed, a future husband. Those are all meanings it could be. But remember, the lost sheep of the house of Israel was scattered everywhere. everywhere. The scriptures are written in English in a masculine text. Yahushua was not just sent for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, only the men. No. They use the word men, but when you go hit it up, it'll say, with reference to age, and to distinguish an adult male from a boy. Could be that. Yep, could be. It says any male. Yeah, it could be that. But used generically of a group of both men and women, and you're going to see where that's the one that that word men represents. You're going to see that. As a matter of fact, let me see. Let's see if I can get it better for you. If you click over to the Strong Concordance link where it's going to bring it to the purest form of the word, it'll be Greek 444, that word man, men. Okay, it'll tell you. The first one, it says a human being, whether male or female. You see, they're not going to, they want, because of the lust of their hearts, the same scribes and Pharisees want to say, basically, leave the woman out of everything. Every time it says brethren or every man or it says men or something like that, it's just talking about a male. And that's not true. But that's the teachings of the scribes and the Pharisees. I want you guys to see that. We're not done with it yet. You're going to see something else in a second. So when we go back and get the understanding, let me finish reading where I was at because I want to pick up some other things in here. It says that in verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Hebrews, devout Hebrews, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude, this was of everybody, men and women, you know, this was all the Hebrews. The multitude came together and were confounded because that every man or every person heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? But they were speaking in all kind of tongues. Everybody understood everything. And now here, we, every man, and that every man is still speaking about the people, in our own tongue, wherein we were born. I'm leaving that link for you to go look up every single word you're going to find. If you keep going back, it's not talking about just a man. Don't get it confused. Women have to set apart spirit too. And you females, if you're underneath somebody telling you you ain't got it, you got to marry a man in order to get it. The man is your covering, and you can't talk to the father, and you this, you that. Look. They're lying to you. Scribes and Pharisee teachings, okay? This is what Yahushua, as well as Paul, was rebuking. Let's go a little further. So if you go a little bit down, I want everybody to get down to verse 12. Now, after all, everybody saw them speaking in tongues, the wonderful works of the Most High, and they were all amazed, verse 12, and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Now, they had others. Others were mocking, and what they said was, these men are full of wine. You see, you're always going to have that conflict. Some going to hear, and some going to say some ignorant stuff. So, same thing we got today, if something like that would happen. We have different people saying different things. Those who truly believe, they'll be like, wow, they're amazed because they know the Father's working here. Others will say, oh, they're some drunk people. Because they're speaking in a different tongue. That's like when the psychologists of America tell you, multiple disorder, when they know half the people they say got multiple disorder, they either possessed or under serious fallen angel technology of splitting off their conscience in different levels, different areas, to do their wickedness. No, these people who were speaking in different tongues, they had to set up our spirit on them. So it tells us, and it's good, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now listen, Joel, Old Covenant. Now listen, it tells us in verse 17, and I gave you guys that link, keep that link open, and it shall come to pass in the last days, that's where we're at right now, and actually the last days would have really began right there in the book of Acts. Okay, after Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection. So it says, and it came to pass in the last days, said Yahuwah, I will pour out my set-apart spirit upon all flesh, not just the men, all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Now, that's verse 17. Go and click on the Strong Concordance link, get to verse 17. Verse 17, the word prophecy. It says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The word shall prophesy is Greek 4395. Go ahead and click it open. What is it that the men and the women, from the point of getting the set apart spirit, what are the what does the word prophecy mean? Because there are going to be people of the flesh tell you, nah, just a man can do this and do that. Well, let's read it. The word prophecy, it means to prophesy, to be a prophet, to speak forth by divine inspiration. Or if we didn't do that, how would we get the truth of the Father's word in this wicked time, you know, to predict? It says, with the ideal of foretelling future events pertaining, especially the kingdom of the Most High, to utter forth, to declare a thing which can only be known by divine revelation. That's where Yahushua said, Peter, who am I? He said, you are the Redeemer. You are the Son of the Most High. Yahushua said, flesh and blood could not have revealed that to you, but the set apart spirit or my Father in heaven. It was a spiritual thing he received. So, keep going down. It says, unlike prompting, it says, and this is an important one, to teach, to refute, to reprove. But women can't talk back to a man. You know, they'll tell you this stuff. These scribes and Pharisees, they have separated the Most High's children and trying to pit them against each other, making them more of children of the devils than themselves. It clearly says that word prophecy is to teach, to reprove, to rebuke. You get divine inspiration, you know, to speak it, to predict. These all to act as a prophet. Okay, all these things are there to comfort others, admonish. But I want to pick the word teach out there because they got women thinking they can't open their mouth. The scribes and the Pharisees would tell you the daughters of Zion is talking about an old filthy black woman. Same ones, family. Y'all heard it. I know y'all have. Okay, keep that link and look up all the rest of the words. Look up the word every man in there and see what you get. You're going to find it's not even talking about a man. Let's go on. I don't want to digress too much, but it tells you. It says that, let me get back there again. I lost my little place. Okay, it says in verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever, and that whosoever is all the people, men and women, shall call on the name, and let's just say Hebrews, who shall call upon the name of Yahushua shall be saved. And we know that the other. See, let me stop there again. You have to understand, this is our history book. When they talk about the wicked ones, they're still talking about our people. The judgments go out to the other nations. The judgment has already gone out that they will serve us. But when it talks about being saved, those who call out, those could have been in error. But if they come to the knowledge of the truth and they call out on our Father Yahuwah, they will be saved. Okay, 22. It reads, ye men of Israel, you people of Israel. That word men is not talking about just a man. Hear these words. Yahushua of Nazareth, a man approved by the Most High among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which Yahuwah did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel. Okay, this was already said was going to happen. The gambling of his robe, all these things were already prophesied to happen. The ones who took him, the ones who bribed in Matthew 27:28, and say he's just a regular man, his brother stole him. All this, listen, from the very beginning, the Father told you, I'm going to put enmity between the serpent seed, which are your lineage of your generation of vipers, shall I say, your scribes and your Pharisees, those Hebrews who had a different spirit. That's all it is. And the cult lineage. And shall I say, from within the cult lineage, the remnants. So you see, those who were delivered by these determined counsels are, I could say, serpent seed, different spirit. And for knowledge of Yahuwah, ye have taken. And by wicked hands, Because if you're called and if you're doing the Father's will, if you're part of the remnant, you don't have them wicked hands like these people did. It says, have crucified and slain. Same thing Yahushua was telling them. Don't think to say that Abraham is your father. Okay, don't think to say that he's your father. And the other part where it says, you would, if you were in the times of Abraham, you would have, you know, killed, the, you would have done just like your fathers, killed the ones the Most High set up. So we're talking about the same set of serpent seed, or Hebrews with a different spirit. That's the easiest way. But that I'm just going serpent seed because that's what it speaks in Genesis 3:15. Okay? So when we get this understanding, who did this? It was the wicked ones. They were teaching something different. They didn't want Yahushua to be teaching. They look. They were doing no better than Psalms 83. All the nations getting together and say, let the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. They were dealing with, the first one was the tabernacle of Edom. That's your Caucasian. They were dealing with Rome. Even when you go to the Apocryphers in the book of Maccabees, they were dealing with Rome. You can go in the New Covenant and see it there too. Now let's go on. It says, whom Yahuwah hath raised, having loosed the pain of death. Because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. It tells us, going back to Old Covenant, for David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw Yahuwah, or Yahushua, always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not move. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest. Okay, rest. What is rest? That's your Shabbat. In hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy set-apart one to see corruption, because he will resurrect. That's Yahushua. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me speak freely, or let me freely speak unto you of the patriot David. That he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us today. Because they got something to tell you, is David going to sit on that throne? They want to leave out Yahushua, so they're telling you right here. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yahuwah had sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, which Yahushua came out of, okay, fruit are children, offspring, according to the flesh, he would raise up Yahushua to sit on his throne. He seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Yahushua. This was in the Old Covenant. This was in the book of Samuel, right? They didn't write everything down there, but we're finding it out here, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. It says, this Yahushua hath Yahuwah raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Once again, who's going to be those two witnesses? Well, hey. We're talking about David's tabernacle. We're going back to the Old Covenant. We know that in the New Covenant, they talk about Israel many times, and they talk about Samaria. Many times we confuse it by thinking, oh, that's the 12 tribes of Israel. No, you got to go back to the time of Samuel and King David, where the nation of Israel was split. There were two nations, okay, out of the one. Out of the 12 tribes, it became two. Two different nations. Okay, Israel and Judah. Now, those are your witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of the Most High exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the set-apart Spirit, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. And that was the set-apart Spirit that was upon the people. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, he said, Yahuwah said unto Yahushua, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel, all the house, okay, not the two kingdoms, but let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahuwah hath made the same Yahushua whom ye have crucified both Savior and Redeemer. Now, here's the part where it goes into the water baptism. Because many will tell you, go dip yourself, go dip your little dirty self, your little filthy self, both physical and spiritually. Go dip that little self in some water. You will come out white as snow, clean. Many people go into church and say, I'm saved, I'm blessed, and I'm not stressed. They're happy because they believe it's the water baptism, just like the scribes and the Pharisees teach. Now, they learned that nonsense from those who were never given the understanding of the word, Christianity. The ones who sit in churches, they've learned that nonsense from them. But let's look. Let's look what the word says, because you ain't going to hear about no more water baptism after this part. Check it out. We're going to go down to verse 38, because the brothers want to know what they got to do. The people. People have screwed up the word so bad, I got to keep reiterating. That word men and brothers is talking about the children of the Most High, okay? But anyhow, they ask, what shall they do? Peter said unto them, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the set-apart spirit. What was Yahushua there to give? The set-apart spirit. Remember, John said, I baptize you indeed with water, but he, talking about Yahushua, will baptize you with the set-apart spirit. So we're not talking about no water baptism at this point. It tells us, Peter said unto them, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahushua, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the set-apart spirit, the gift of the set-apart spirit. So, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahuwah, our Father, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from the untoward generation. Well, who would that be, that untoward generation? That would be those who are listening to the flesh message, excluding Yahushua. They'll tell you to run, hide, flee, stockpile, you know, boomerang yourself to a different planet, whatever. They don't have the understanding. Their ears have been closed. And their eyes still have scales on them. We're to pray for them, though, family. For those who are under blind guides, we're to pray for them. Okay, so that's that untoward generation. Okay, they would be known as a generation of vipers. They don't know the truth. They would also be known as those who have the mark of the beast. They don't have the truth. They're not operating out the set-apart spirit. They don't have the mark of Yahuwah on them. So it tells us, and they continue steadfast. Okay, well, let me go a little bit further. It says, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were then added unto them about 3,000 souls. You can go on with this, family. You're not going to hear anything about no water baptism. It ain't there. But somebody going to tell you, no, you got to get dipped in water. He never did away with that. Because they can only read from the flesh, and for some reason, that's the trickery of it. We know it's in the word, but is there anything that supersedes the message of the flesh? Now, you go out there, venture out there after you leave this lesson, and see how many groups out there still water baptize. See how many do that? It ain't nothing about the flesh. That's what you got to know. It's nothing about the flesh. We've been reading it. It's not too hard to comprehend, family. It's not too hard to comprehend. Now, what I want to do is I want to begin Galatians, okay? I want to look up Galatians. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Okay, for those of you who are still with us, and let me just check because I haven't looked at my, I have not looked at my chat line. I need to take a look at it only because, good. Okay, Brother Lee. Mama B, Alinus 076, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Beautiful. Okay. And we have some new people here. I'm not sure who they are, but hey, Shalom on the air with Tony P and guests. Okay. And Sister Diane's still there too. Shalom, Shalom. She's up. Hey, it's all good. Okay, family. I want everyone to, and I'm going to give you guys the link to Galatians 1, because if you just stick in the Torah and you focus all your effort and everything in the Torah, and you, the verses we've been giving you have been on point for the truth of the Torah compared to Yahushua. Yahushua supersedes. John the Baptist, he was as a foreshadow. Even the sacrifice we were doing in the old covenant, that was a foreshadow of better things to come, which was Yahushua, the new covenant. John the Baptist was making the path straight for Yahushua for that spiritual set apart baptism. Okay, the receiving of the set apart spirit that now dwells within us, which has the power and everything in it. So what I want to do, let me go ahead and give this link to the chat line. And sister, I'm going to have you begin reading for us. I pray everybody is following along because I want to go through the book of Galatians. You know, I want to go through this, get some understanding. Go ahead, sister. Please read Galatians chapter 1.
Okay, Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but of Yahushua and the Most High who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be unto you and peace from the Most High and from Yahushua, our Savior, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of Yahushua and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of the set of Yahushua unto another gospel.
Sister, I'm going to stop you. I'm sorry, okay. Sister. I got to stop you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this one, family, because there's too much in it, and I don't want to have to reread everything she read. So I'm going to read this one. Okay, and you were doing fine. I just need to read this one. Okay, family, we're at First Galatians. Okay, so Paul's letting everybody know that he wasn't sent by a man, okay? He wasn't appointed of men, but by Yahushua and Yahuwah, who raised him from the dead. See, if you don't know the truth, and if you are under the law, because Paul was a Pharisee himself, he was going against his people. That was the dead. When they say dead, don't naturally always mean you in a grave. He was raised from the dead as well. You see, Paul was too. But he was raised by the Most High and by Yahushua to teach his word. Okay? So it says, and all the brethren, all the people which are with me, unto the assembly of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from Yahuwah the Father and from our Redeemer, Yahushua, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us, which he's going to come back and deliver us again. He's going to regather us from this present evil world according to the will of Yahuwah and it says according to the will of Yahushua and our Father Yahuwah, to whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Now Paul's going to say, because remember, he was stopped on the road to Damascus. He was given the truth. He was set to be even further learnt by others who were in the truth. So then when he starts teaching, he's going to Galatia here. He's talking to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because he was sent to do what? What Yahushua sent his son to do, and that was to teach the lost sheep of the house of Israel the truth. Okay? So he tells them, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Yahushua, it says, let me read it again. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel. Now, family, we're going to figure out this other gospel is the same, you could say, as your KJV Bible, your Bible, whatever Bible you have. We all reading the same thing. People just got different translation of it. Okay, so he says, I marvel. You know, I can't believe what I'm seeing here. That you are removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some. I wonder who those some who trouble you are. Probably the same ones today that trouble you and give you a flesh message, not operating in the set apart spiritually, they're spiritually discerned. He says, and would pervert the gospel of Yahushua. If you've been keeping up with the lessons, family, if you've been reading on your own, if you are operating out the set apart spirit, you know who he's talking about. The ones that were sitting in Moses' seat, the ones that were bribing off the people, the ones who were teaching the people a faulty doctrine. Okay? So we see here that Paul says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which ye have preached, and that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or the Father? Or do I seek to please men? Now remember, we can't be pleasers of men. Remember what happened to Saul? That's how Saul sinned. He was trying to please the people. The word men there is speaking about the people. So it's the same thing, family. Paul letting you know, I'm not here to please any man. You know, that's not why I'm here. I'm here to please the Father. He says, for if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of the Most High. You can't please. You can't, look, who are you trying to please? The created more than the Creator? I don't think so. That's what Paul's saying. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. He's letting you know. He's going to let you know. Let me keep going. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Yahushua. See, he, remember, in order to be an apostle, you had to have seen Yahushua in his resurrected body. You had to see that after the death and burial, you saw him again. And Paul saw him on the way going to Damascus. He was an apostle. But anyhow, let's go on. It says, for ye have heard of my conversation in past time in the Hebrew religion, how that beyond measure I persecute the assembly. I persecuted our people, Most High's children, and wasted it. And profited, I gained, okay, out of teaching. He was teaching lies too, but he gained. Like you see many people selling lying books, publishing lying videos, and selling them, and teaching lying so-called classes full of lies, but they're profiting on the Father's word. So he tells you, Paul says himself, for ye have heard of my conversation in past time in the Hebrews' faith, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of Yahuwah and wasted it, and profited in, and profited in the Hebrews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation. So he was dealing with those scribes and Pharisees. He said, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Remember, our fathers have taught us lies, Jeremiah 16:19, where there is vanity and there is no profit. That's what the Gentiles are going to say. Paul was a Gentile. Now the Father lifted him up with the truth, and he was teaching our people at this point. He was going around teaching the truth. But before, he was a Gentile because he was going by the traditions of the fathers. Okay, that's what Jeremiah 16:19 is speaking of. It's not talking about those other nations, family. Anyhow, he says in verse 15, but when it pleased Yahuwah, who separated me from my mother's womb, remember? I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Paul was already, or his name was Saul back then, but he was already foreordained to do exactly what he did because you had to see the miracle. That's like if we bring somebody amongst us now and they're in the police force and we know that they're just hungry. Well, I'll just say it. They're hungry after niggas. They can't wait to put us in jail. They all for eat them. Yeah, I got, don't worry. I know what to do with these people. They my people. I know how to get them. You know, trying to make their self look bigger, better, get more money, or, you know, feel more needed, whatever. Well, Paul was doing that. Paul was doing that. Paul was, it said that, and profited in the Hebrews religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. Okay? It says, but when it pleased Yahuwah, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. See, when Paul was in his most wretched state the Father called them, because we were supposed to look at that, especially our ancestors, our forefathers and mothers, when they saw the one who was terrorizing us. Well, now he's teaching the truth. What happened? Well, that's a miracle from the Most High. So it says, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. That was our people. Immediately I conferred not with the flesh and blood. Boom! There you go. The flesh and blood, he was a Pharisee. That's what he was doing before. He was profiting on it too. Everything of the flesh, books, this, that, in our days, he was doing something else. But it says that when the Most High, when it pleased him to separate him from his mother's womb and called him by his grace to reveal Yahushua in him, which is a set-apart spirit, that I might preach him among the heathen, my fellow brothers and sisters who are known as Gentiles in the New Covenant or lost sheep of the house of Israel. Immediately upon this, I conferred not with flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is not going into that kingdom. You better come spiritual. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to teach them which were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, Yahushua's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, there's letters, family. Now the things, he's talking to the Galatians, now the things I write unto you, behold, before Yahuwah, I lied not. Afterwards I came into the region of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by the face unto the assembly of Judea, which were in Yahushua. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in past times now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified Yahuwah in me. So, family, we're going to get some understanding. Let's go. Two is it. You got to go to two. Go ahead and click over. Sister, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to read two as well, and I got you going on for three because I'll probably need a break by then. But I want to get this truth out. I want to stop too many places, so I'm going to read two as well. Family, go ahead and switch over to Galatians 2. It tells us, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, I went up by revelation and communication, and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, the lost sheep, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any mean I should run or had run in vain, because the rest of the people, you know, they knew what Paul was doing before. All the other, the Hebrews, they knew what Paul was doing before. The lost sheep, the ones they called Jews and Gentiles in the New Covenant, they would be after him. And not only that, but many of them were lost to the truth of the word. They, just like you see today, they will tell you certain things of the flesh. They don't want to hear the truth of Yahushua. They want to stick to that water baptism. Just go out there and venture and find it. It's there. He said, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, he was one of the people who were scattered among in Greece. But that was his nativity, put it like that. He wasn't a Greek. He was a Hebrew that lived in, came from Greece. So it says, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. Now we're getting ready to get into that flesh thinking again. Watch. And that because a false brethren unawares bought in. Why was it unawares? Because they looked just like us, family. Those scribes and Pharisees, the children of Cain, the descendants of Cain, that were still right amongst us. Everywhere we look in the scripture, they're there. They look just like us, but these were the false brethren. These were the seed of the serpent, or this was the ones who were spiritually discerned, or better yet, we'll just say they had a different spirit, and it makes you feel better. If the word serpent seed scare you, throw it out and just know that they had a different spirit. So it says, and that because a false brethren unaware bought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty. Remember, they were pushing the law. A lot of people are under the law. When I told them about the liberty that we have, because we have the truth, we're not worshiping these days and all this stuff. If I want to eat a doggone turkey for Thanksgiving, I'm eating it because I'm praising the Father. Thank you for that turkey. But you can't do it if you're trying to show the people, give the understanding, because you're putting a stumbling block. You're saying one thing, but you're doing another. That's your stumbling block. But these of the flesh were coming to spy out Paul, okay, because Paul was under the teaching of Yahushua, who was bringing things spiritual. So let's read it. It says right here, verse 4, and that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Yahushua, that they might bring us into bondage. Okay, remember? Right now, that Hagar and Mount Sinai, the law which Moses received, that was bondage. I know y'all read that scripture before. It says, to whom we give place by subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. We're not hearing about that bondage nonsense that they're preaching by Torah, law, you know, and not understanding Yahushua. They said we're not even going to give them any time, not even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Because remember, he said he marveled how some of you guys, you know, you were once in the truth, the faith of Yahushua, and now, you know, Yahushua has now been crucified and returned back to the Father. But look at you. You right back to that same nonsense. It reminds me of the scripture that talks about how Israel keep going to their same vomit over and over, how they're a sore that never heals, how we are stiff-necked. Well, same thing, family, same thing. So Paul says, it says, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it make no matter to me, you who accepted no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was to Peter, you had those who were considered heathens, they went the ways of the Gentiles, they were not getting circumcised, like in the law, but they were so pagan. Those were what you call the Gentiles when they go into New Covenant. Those were the uncircumcised. Now, the ones who were circumcised, they were the ones still just plain law, being taught by the scribes and Pharisees. They were keeping to the word, just like you see the Torah keepers today. They believe, but they're preaching Torah. They're preaching Torah over Yahushua. So Paul was given the assemblies, the churches right now. He was given that bunch. Peter was given the Hebrews who pushed the Torah and the flesh message to teach. Okay, so it says, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles, to the lost sheep. It says, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathens, the lost sheep, and they unto the circumcised, or the law keepers, the ones under the scribes and Pharisees. Okay, only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forced to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face. Now find out why he's going to withstand Peter to his face. People say this is a kind. You see, he going against an apostle. Paul was an apostle. Check out what was going on. Let's look at it. It says in verse 11, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. Something was going on in Antioch, and Paul was upset about it. Let's find out what it was. He says, for before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. He did eat with the uncircumcised. Peter was doing it. But when they were come, the ones with the Torah who preached, you can't eat, that woman can't talk. it's the same stuff going on. I hope I'm giving you a similar to what's going on today, but it's the same thing. It's like, I got, say, a brother of mine, okay? Now, he goes out with the camps out there, but he knows the truth. Or I shouldn't say he knows the truth, but he is a pleaser of a man. This brother will communicate with me by phone, share scriptures with me, allow me to teach him, he'll teach me. But as soon as he sees certain Hebrew sites out there who tell you a woman can't teach, she needs to keep her mouth silent, as soon as he saw them coming, he backs away from me, like he don't know me. Oh, I ain't dealing with her. Well, that's what was going on here. Let's read it. It says, but when Peter went to Antioch, when he came into Antioch, I withstood him face to face because he was to blame. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Hebrews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Hebrew livest after the manners of the lost sheep, and not as the Hebrews do, why compellest the lost sheep to live as Hebrews? We who are Hebrews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles of the lost sheep, knowing that a man is not just by the works of the law, because they were preaching law. All this came from the Torah. This is what Yahushua was saying, you hypocrites. He was calling them, whoa, you den of vipers. And look, family, it's all there. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works, what you do. You can open up that book all you want to. You're not justified because you want to read the Torah. You're not justified because you get a blowhorn and you start talking about things, and God said, both to the men and women that are unrighteous, you're not justified by that. They're going to the law to give you these burdens. Anyhow, in verse 16 it says, but by the faith, let me read it all, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yahushua, even we have believed in Yahushua, that we might be justified by the faith of Yahushua, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Yahushua, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Yahushua the minister of sin? Yahuwah forbid. What he's saying is, just because they're getting justified because they know of Yahushua, you know. Okay, but if we seek to be justified, you can't be justified just because you know him. That's not good. You got to believe the faith. We won't get into it. It says, "If is therefore Yahushua the minister of sin?" No, Yahuwah forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahuwah. I am crucified with Yahushua, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Yahushua liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. There you go. It's right there. Of the Son of the Most High, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of the Most High, Yahuwah. For if righteousness come by the law, then Yahushua is dead in vain. If there was righteousness in the law, then Yahushua did all that for nothing. But it wasn't. What it's saying is, there's no righteousness by the law. The things of the works that people try to do to justify themselves and try to be righteous is of no good. All you're doing when you dip yourself in some water is taking that dandruff out of your head, possibly, and if you got a piece of mud or a cake frosting around your lip, you just wiped it all off. That's all you did. It means nothing, because if you don't have the set apart spirit, you're just taking a bath. That's what the word's saying. That's what the word's saying. All right, family, let's go over to chapter 3. chapter 3. We're entering 11:45 in the time, and I always like to do it early just because I know they like to mess up with things. The number, we have 14 minutes left. The number is 646-595-4111. Everybody should be on Galatians chapter 3. I'm going to give the chat line the link, and I'm going to have our sister read this one. And let me get it out there to the family real quick. Okay, all right. Shalom, family. Shalom. I pray that y'all getting some understanding because many of y'all who's on our chat line that I said, I know y'all be going through some of these sites I'm talking about, so I hope y'all getting too. All right. Galatians chapter 3, sister, would you please read it?
O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahushua have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye foolish, having begun in the set-apart spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the set-apart spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahuwah, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. In the scripture, foreseeing that Yahuwah would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Go down. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yahuwah, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahushua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made of a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on to the Gentiles through Yahushua, that we might receive the promise of the set-apart spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth it or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He says not, and the seeds of as of many, but as of one, and thy seed, which is Yahushua. For this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahuwah of the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect.
Read that again, sister. Read 17 again. You skipped something very important. Read 17 again, please.
And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahuwah, the Most High, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot annul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Or if the
Okay, I'm going to read it, because you just said the words wrong. That's all. I'll read that one. Verse 17 says, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahuwah in Yahushua, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Okay, go ahead, sister.
Okay. For if the inheritance of the law, it is no more a promise, but Yahuwah gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahuwah is one. Is this the law? Is the law then against the promise of Yahuwah? Yahuwah forbid. For if there had been a law giveth which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been the law, should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded under sin that the promise of faith of Yahushua might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahushua, the set-apart spirit, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of Yahuwah by faith in Yahushua. For as many of you as have been baptized into the set apart spirit have put on Yahushua. There is neither Hebrew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Yahushua. And if it be Yahushua's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Now, family, this Galatians is very juicy. It's filled. So we will break this down. But before we get started, like I said, after we finish Galatians, we got two more chapters of Galatians that we're done for tonight. And the lesson is closed because Galatians covers a lot. Within the notes for tonight's show, they're going to have way more. But it's like just a summary wrap-up, and you can look at that yourself. And I've also included, and I want to make sure I mention this before I forget, two things I want to mention, because you guys got 7 minutes to switch on over to the call-in line, because the chat room will be closing. And I think you guys are all here already, but the number is 646-595-4111. What I want to do is I want to go and I want to give everyone the link to a video that Sister Sharon gave me, and it's on our site, okay? It's on the main page, and I highlighted, I featured it, and if you guys want to go check it out, hold up. Oh, there it is. My screen is flipping all over. I'm going to name it, and I'm also going to give it to the chat line before I close up here, but let me give you the link first. I want to make sure everybody gets it. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's playing by itself. Hold up a second. Okay. Now, if you want to go view that, it's talking about the children of the Pharisees are among us. And somebody did it. It's really well worth looking into because it's the same thing we teach that the scriptures clearly say. And it's allowing you to read the scriptures and see what they have around us right now, teaching a damnable doctrine. Unfortunately, the only flaw with the video that I saw was there's some other people who can be named in that video. They picked on one person because they named themselves the Comforter. But many people fall in this category with the messages they're spilling out daily, so-called teaching the people, charging the people, making books, making profit, you know, from the Father's Word. And they're incorrect with the information they're charging for, these classes and all this stuff, telling people to flee, telling people, yeah, woman can't talk, all this nonsense. America's Babylon, making a lot of profit, got books on Amazon, all kind of stuff. You better be weary of them, okay? But I wanted to share that with you. It's called The Children of the Pharisees Among Us. There's a part one and part two. It's 44 minutes long. Very good. Sister was telling me there's another part to it, but yeah, there's a part three that's 30 minutes long. I haven't watched part three, but you can catch it off the link I just gave you. I want to share that with everyone who is listening, both the family members and the sojourners. So I want to give that out. Now, I'm going to go back over. Let me just check out my chat line, okay? And I think everybody has already switched over. Oh, yeah, it's packed. Okay, so I'm just going to name it one more time, just in case there's some people might have just came over while I was talking. 646-595-4111. We have about 4 minutes left. We're going to break it down. I have a hand up. I'm going to go ahead and answer the, you know, take that caller. But we're going to finish the lesson, okay? We're going to finish the lesson. We're going to wrap it up today. So let me go ahead and open up a mic. Okay, area code 503. Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Oh, who's this?
This is Robert.
That's what I thought. How you doing, Brother Robert?
I'm doing okay.
Is everything good?
How you doing? Yeah, everything's good.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're here. Brother Robert's always here. Thank you, Brother Robert. I'm glad you understand
okay.
the word. We're gonna go ahead now and go to start going over chapter 3 real quick because there's a lot of juicy information in there I want to pinpoint. So I'm going to put you back on park, but we might open up the last few minutes if we have time at the end. That way, if you want to voice anything at that time, we'll let you, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother. Shabbat Shalom. All right, family, we're going to go back over. We got about 3 minutes left, 646-595-4111. Now, let's read. Remember, Paul is going amongst the heathen, okay? He's going amongst the lost sheep, the ones who you would, in similitude, put to the churches today, speaking, I love God, I love Jesus. The ones who do Christmas, holidays, and participate in all this wickedness. Okay, they have more of a flesh message sometimes, even within them, because they'll go into a Sunday church service and come and sin all weekend and go right back and be holier than thou. They do a lot of things wrong in the church, but they do some. They speak some truth in the church too, not all. It's like, you know, you got to come to the full truth. You can't get the mark of Yahuwah with half the truth. That's what many of the people kept faulting, and they only had half the truth. But no doubt, our people do love the Most High, and they probably will get a chance to hear the truth, okay, if it was meant for them, because names are written already. Okay, let's go on to Galatians 3. So Paul's going out there to the uncircumcised. He's going out there to the heathen, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Yahushua has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Remember, when John the Baptist was baptized and the multitude came, he called them a generation of vipers. Okay, now they're starting to cut me off. 90 seconds, family, 90 seconds. But when you don't have the full truth, you still got the mark of the beast on you. You got a different doctrine. Okay, so it was the doctrine that was hurting these people, but he tells them, who has bewitched you that ye should believe or ye shall not believe the truth? Before whose eyes you actually saw Yahushua, who had been evidently set forth and crucified among you. This only what I learned, 60 seconds, this only what I learned of you. Receive ye the set apart spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? He's asking them a question. Remember, he is reading letters. He is getting understanding. They're getting understanding through correspondence. He says, this only what I learned of you. Receive ye the spirit of the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? Is that how you're receiving it? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? That right there letting you know, The flesh does not supersede the spiritual. The law, which is carnal, which is of the flesh, does not supersede Yahushua, which was of 10 seconds left. Hey, for those of you who will not be joining us, hey, keeping the Father's word, if you sin, repent instantly, come back righteously to our Father in truth, spiritually. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. All right. So the chat line is now off. Okay, we're going to go on. So he tells you, in verse 4, have ye suffered so many things in vain? Remember, what is he talking about with the suffering? Remember, the people were scattered. They were under different chastisements throughout Scripture. Many different captivities where, you know, they weren't the head many times. They were the tail, wherever they were, just like we are today. Today was probably we're living in 2013 after the siege of Jerusalem. Y'all know where we are on the totem pole. We at the bottom. I don't care how much money you think you might have, or because you make $17, $18, $20 an hour, $30, maybe $1,000, $100,000 a year. I don't know. You're still at the bottom. You really are, because money is it's imagination. It's not real. They just happen to own the printing press. That's all. Okay? Anyhow, off that. So it says, verse 5, he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahuwah, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. That tells you those scribes and the Pharisees who tried to claim that they were from Abraham, they didn't have no faith. Which means what? They're leaving out Yahushua. It says in verse 8, and the scripture, foreseeing that Yahuwah would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, curses everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So maybe you can get understanding why many of our people were hung on a tree. Okay. By the same people who actually did the killing of Yahushua. We know that we, the unrighteous ones of us, yes, it was our own people that said, yeah, crucify him, but who did it? Okay, let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it screwed up, perverted. No. Okay, so it says, I'm going to read verse 11 again. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of the Most High, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. And the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahushua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the lost sheep, the heathens, the Gentiles, right? Through Yahushua, that we might receive the promise of the set-apart Spirit through faith. You got to believe, family. You got to have faith. Our generation, because we didn't see none of this, but we know it's in the Word, and we believe the Word to be true, and we know who our Father is, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we believe that that Red Sea parted. We believe everything that we're reading in the Scripture, because even though they put in the English word, set apart Spirit is giving you the truth. If you try to watch TV to learn the Scriptures, you're going to be in error. If you go to one of these mega TV shows from mega churches, you're not going to hear the Father's word. If you're going to any church out there who's not telling you that you are the chosen people of the Most High, okay? If you're hearing that Great Britain, America, and all that crap, those are the chosen people, you have learned the Babylon, the Babel, the confusion. You have eaten off the wrong tree. You're not eating off Yahushua's tree, the tree of life. Okay, that tree is of death. Okay, it's a carnal thing. Okay, let's go a little further. It says, verse 15, brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. And it was confirmed by Yahushua. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saideth not. And to seeds, and let me read it again, because that one's kind of tricky in how it's worded. And he saideth not. And to seeds as of many, but as of one. Okay? And to thy seed, which is Yahushua. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahuwah in Yahushua, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of non-effect. Promise is still going to his people. That is not changing. Although Yahushua came to fulfill the law, but the promise is not changing. It's still going to his people. It says, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. But Yahuwah gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahuwah is one. Is the law then against the promises of the Most High? Yahuwah forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. We know that there's no righteousness by the law, okay? We know that life is not, well, righteousness was in the law, but our people didn't keep it. But as for life, you're not going to get life from the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Yahushua might be given to them that believe. You got to have faith, family. That's all it's saying. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahushua. Remember we read about the covenant? We read about the Torah. We read about it was all a foreshadowing of a better covenant. Right here, it says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahushua. Just like John the Baptist said, I'm making the path straight for Yahushua. He is preferred before me, right? That's all this is saying, the same thing over and over. And when they put mediator right here, we read yesterday, it was testator. See, in order to deceive a people, you keep changing up the words. They can't get the precepts because words keep changing and nobody seems to want to look up the word. And when someone tries to show you to look up the word, they got certain brothers out there telling you, they're telling you to look things up. You're supposed to. We weren't speaking English. We were taught English. We weren't speaking English. So you need to know what those words mean. Family, all of this is saying the same thing. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahushua, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. What is the schoolmaster? That is the law. For ye are all children of Yahuwah by faith in Yahushua. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Yahushua have put on Yahushua. Or I could say, for as many of you as have been baptized into the set apart spirit, or into Yahushua have put on the set apart spirit. You're walking or you're operating in the set apart spirit. But you see, that baptism, once again, is not talking about dipping yourself in water. John was a forerunner. He was just making the path straight. I hear people out there telling the Gentiles, the heathen nations, all the other nations, not of Israel, telling them that they need to have a water baptism. That's for them. That's not right. That's not right. The Father wasn't dealing with them. Get it through your head. The Father was not. I know it hurts feelings. I don't mean to hurt feelings, but it's not the truth of our Father's word. So it says, for as many of you as have been baptized into Yahushua have put on the set of our spirit. Thereby, I'm going to just read the correct words because we know they got Jew, Greek, and all this stuff in there. I'm going to read the correct words. Thereby, it says, there is neither Hebrew nor lost sheep Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. There is neither man nor woman. For ye are all one in Yahushua. Because before we had what? Israel, we had, let me go in the proper order. We had Yahuwah, then Yahushua, then Israel. But when we come into the truth and Yahushua and Yahuwah are dwelling within us, that's the same three orders of the power of authority that is spoken of in Corinthians. But now it's letting us know that Israel, the woman, every man, those words they put in there to deceive many people, okay, Israel is now one with the Father and Yahuwah because all three are one. And they're dwelling with us, within us. So we're all one. We're all together. The power is with you. Yahushua came. He's the comforter. While we're dwelling in this land that's not ours, many people are getting afraid. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? If you believe, if you say you believe the truth of the word, you can go back to Old Covenant, you can go to New Covenant, and see when Israel kept according to the Father's word and obeyed, had faith in Yahushua and in the word, why was anybody have need to be afraid? There's no need. But it's more important to let you know, those who teach you, the flesh will tell you, Yahuwah, Yahushua, every man means all men, and then the woman. Not realizing every man and the woman is speaking about the assembly. Some call it the church. We ain't talking about no building structure. We're talking about the same people that Yahuwah sent his son Yahushua to gather the first time and to regather in the end time. That's the assembly. His people. So it says, and if ye be Yahushua's, then are ye Abraham's seed. Okay, you have to have the spirit and faith and heirs according to the promise. And that's all it says, family. But somebody is messing this stuff up. I don't know why they want to do it. Yes, I do. Anyhow, let's go. We're going to go over to Galatians 4, sister. Can you please read it, please? Galatians 4, everybody. Flip open your scriptures and read along.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahuwah sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive an adoption of sons. And because you are sons, Yahuwah has sent forth the set-apart spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of Yahuwah through Yahushua. Howbeit then, when you knew not Yahuwah, did you service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known Yahuwah, or rather are known of Yahuwah, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon your labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, but as I am, for I am as ye are, ye have not injured me at all.
Okay, sister, I need you to read two verses over again, if you don't mind. Can you go ahead and the last two ones that you read, which was 11 and 12, reread those, please.
11 and 12?
Yes.
Okay. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon your labor in vain.
No,
brethren,
read it again. Read it again, sister.
I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon your labor in vain.
Okay, my scriptures have you. Okay, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. I've done all this in vain to you, not your. And then 12 says, brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Okay, go ahead, Sister 13.
You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel, even of Yahuwah, even as Yahushua. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them unto me. And have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. But it is good to be jealous, to be jealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Yahushua be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which is now, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, and the children of the promise, but as then he that was born of the flesh persecuted him that was born after the set apart spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
Thank you, sister. I pray that you guys could see how obvious it is that, yes, the Torah, the five books of Moses was given to us, but if you don't bring in Yahushua in the equation, that you will be, iniquity will be upon you. You'll be doing sinful things, not according to how our Father wanted us to get the understanding. If you don't recognize Paul was reading letters, you will say, well, see, yeah, woman, be quiet, ask your husband at home, da-da-da-da-da-da. You're dealing with a lot of people who are spiritually discerned. All they can do is read from the flesh, and they will definitely link it, everything back, because they'll say, God said, and take it right back to the Torah. When we read, and we're going to go over it, Galatians 4, it reads, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, which means while he's young, while he's not familiar with the truth of the word, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors, which is what, the law, okay? But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father, okay? You're under bondage until the time appointed of the Father, Yahuwah. Even so we, when we were children, when we were under bondage, when we were under the law, we're in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, and that fullness is going to come in for one more thing, I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Go back to Revelation. It says, hold back the winds, okay, and tell the time, or tell all Yahuwah's people are marked. They have the mark of Yahuwah upon them. So, and they're considered Gentiles because they know not the Father, not the truth yet. So right here it says, verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, Yahuwah sent forth his son, made of a woman under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, which means adoptions of the children of the Most High. And because ye are children of the Most High, your sons, Yahuwah hath sent forth his set apart spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more of a servant. Excuse me, I got to put my page down. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. You're a child of the Most High now. And if a son, and if a child of the Most High, then an heir of Yahuwah through Yahushua. The three are one, right? They're both dwelling within us. Yahuwah, Yahushua, and Israel, okay, the people. Same thing being spoken of again and again, and I pray y'all get that one. Take those burdens that those people are placing on you with the garbs, with the a woman can't teach, with the a man got to have many ribs, put his woman in place, you got to set your house up straight, you got to get the nation together. It all starts with the woman. She got to start doing her part and shutting up and be quiet and just taking care of her man. And, you know, the Father ain't dealing with none of that nonsense because all Israel sinned. Both the man and the woman got to come back righteous. Let's call it for what it is. We all have flesh on, right? Everybody's sinning. We all got flesh on. Okay, so it tells us, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of Yahuwah through Yahushua. Howbeit then, when ye knew not Yahuwah, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known Yahuwah, or rather are known of Yahuwah, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? The reason why he changes it up in 9, he says, but now, after that ye are known, ye have known Yahuwah, and in order to know the Father, you got to have the set apart spirit. So he says, or rather, are known of him. Because if they're turned to the beggarly elements, Yahuwah is not residing there. They're not operating out the spirit. So he says, if you notice, he changes it up. He says, but now, after that ye have known Yahuwah, which means you have the Spirit. Then he says, or rather, are known of Yahuwah. Yahuwah knows who you are. Because you were called. Many are called, but few are chosen. So he says, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? You're going back to the same vomit, right? 10. Ye observe days and months and times and years. Now remember what our people were doing these days and months and times and years. Yahuwah said in Isaiah 1, you know, who told you to assemble before me? Who told you to gather in my courts? Who told you to do this? Because we were taking the sacred things and we were doing just like what you see today, nothing new underneath the sun. Oh, this is Jesus' birth. This is Christmas. This is Jesus' birth. Let's come together. Let's get a Christmas tree. Let's do this. You know, we were doing the same thing, family. So he tells us right here in verse 10, ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how, through infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of the Most High, even as Yahushua. where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear record of you that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? One minute you love me, but now I tell you this truth, and, you know, am I become your enemy? That's what he's saying. Then he's going to let them know something. He's in verse 17. They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might afflict them. Now, we read that in the easy-to-read version when we did another lesson, okay? And what is speaking of the ones who are teaching the law, you know, come in, the scribes and the Pharisees. They want to gain you to them. Leave the truth, but come to them. It was like they were trying to win you over and for you to leave the truth of the word. So Paul is just telling them, the ones who make you want to come against me only because I tell you the truth, he said, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travailed in birth again until Yahushua be formed in you. That's to set up our spirit until you get the truth. I desire to be present with you now. And I remember, these are letters. And to change my voice. For I stand in doubt of you. Because he's seeing what the people are doing. I'm not too sure about you over there. Same thing I'll be saying when people come bring me some crazy messages about things of the flesh. I'll be like, ooh. It tells us in verse 21. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law. Many people do. Many people don't want to accept the liberty. Oh, my goodness. When I talked about that turkey, oh, my goodness. I ain't going to get into that. But, hey, learn the liberty. Learn the truth. It says, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, ye sit there under certain people's sights. I can say names, but I'm not, because all you got to know is they will tell you how that woman ain't got no set apart spirit. She just shut up, sit her big butt down, and keep her mouth closed. She needs to be obedient, and the world got her head strong. And then, man, you ain't being a man. You know, you got to do this, you got to do that, and it's your privilege to take many wives, and the woman better be just glad you accepted her. Now, you can get rid of her, but she can't get rid of you. The Father never said none of that crap. It ain't in the scriptures. Paul's reading letters and rebuking these type of things. But anyhow, going on, it tells you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? He's asking the question. Now he's going to tell him some information. And this is it right here. It can't get no clearer. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. We know who he's talking about. He's talking about Sarah and Hagar in the Old Covenant. Right in the Torah. It says, but he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by the promise. You could also read about this in Romans, I think it's 11, where the promise is spoken of. This is where the angels visited Abraham and Sarai. Okay, you could read about all that. But anyhow, let's go on. It says, but he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by the promise, which things are an allegory. For these are two covenants, okay? The flesh would be the old covenant. The spiritual one by the free woman would be the new covenant, right, family? The one from Mount Sinai of the flesh, the law, which generateth to bondage, which is Hagar. That's the flesh one. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. So if it's the mother of us all, it's saying one is in bondage, one is not in bondage. One is listening to the scribes and the Pharisees, one accepted a set-apart spirit and taking things spiritual. Okay? One has the understanding of not only the law, but the fulfillment of the law, and one only once at your flesh. That's all this is saying, family. Same thing over and over in different ways. Praying that somebody will get it. But these are our people. These are our people. Some want to be under bondage. Some want to listen to a scribe and Pharisee bark at them, belittle them. And they want righteousness, but they think, well, you know, America does, you know, there was that liberation for the woman. Yeah, they right about that, you know, and I got to learn to be more humble. Let me go get my mummy clothes. Let me do something. I got to do some of the flesh. I got to be obedient. I got to, you know, permit the person I married to bring in other women. You know, and I need to keep my mouth closed. Because you listen to some of these sites, I can go on with some of these sites. I'm not going to do it. I think y'all know what I'm talking about, but it's being done. That's the point. So it tells us, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is mother of us all, both the bond one and the one that's not in bondage. Okay, the spiritual one and the flesh one. It says, for it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now, we know that broad is the way, but few that find that narrow path. Because it tells us, for desolate hath many more children than, compared to the one who has a husband. Who's the husband? That's Yahushua. You see? A lot of people are not going to make this. A lot of people want to sit in the flesh. I'm not saying it. The word, we've been reading it over and over and over for the last couple of weeks. Come on now. I'm going to read it one more time. It tells us, but as then he that was born after the flesh, no, wait, hold up. That was verse 27. For it's written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Now isn't that the same thing that was happening to Yahushua? The scribes and the Pharisees, born after the flesh, they were persecuting Yahushua. When Paul and the apostles went out to teach, they were of the spirit. They were being persecuted, chased, murdered by those of the flesh. Today, 2013, if you're looking at an outward vessel, I get persecuted by almost all these Hebrew sites that preach a woman shouldn't teach. Quite nastily, I might add. I've been called a witch and something that rhymes with the word witch. I'm not going to repeat. I've been called a Jezebel. I've been called everything. Look, it says, and I'm going to go a little bit further. Let's go to verse 28 again. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the set-apart spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what says Scripture? Cast out the bondman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman, this is the one under the law, the one under the flesh, the cardinal-minded person, shall not be heirs with the son of the free woman. Not with the spiritual. You can't take flesh into the new Jerusalem. It ain't going there. You will not see Yahuwah. You will not see Yahushua. You're not going there if you're of the flesh, if you're under the law. The law brings death. All I'm doing is just putting all the precepts together in one little package. So it says that the flesh, okay, that flesh will not inherit the kingdom. But the spiritual ones will inherit the kingdom. That's verse 30. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. You see, we're spiritual. We're not carnal. We're not fleshly. I pray y'all getting this. Okay, one last chapter to go through and we are going to be done. Sister, can you go ahead and read chapter 5, please? Everyone, it's the last chapter, so let's just get it in there. Have it recorded, have it published so that no one can come and give you. You see, we're going through all the scriptures. We're going through all the scriptures. We're going to Old Covenant and New Covenant. We're looking up the words. We're letting everybody know what the word is saying through precepts, rightly dividing the word. So when you finish with this study, if you got some people who come at you with some craziness, you know where to go to get the truth. If they're preaching and living and teaching flesh, 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 telling you to flee, telling you to go dip yourself in some water, telling you any of this nonsense, family, we've done the lesson, okay? Let's go ahead and get started with Galatians 5.
Stand fast thereof, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Yahushua hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Yahushua shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the law, the whole law. Yahushua is become no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the set-apart spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Yahushua neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Father that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would then were even cut off, which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the set-apart spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the set-apart spirit, and the set-apart spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do things that ye would. But if ye be led of the set-apart spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of our Father. But the fruit of the set-apart spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Yahushua's have crucified the flesh with the affections of lust. If we live in the set-apart spirit, let us also walk in. If we live in the set-apart spirit, let us also walk in the set-apart spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
All right. Thank you, sister. Family, I'm not going to go over that because we did go over that already, but I wanted you guys to hear it as our closing verse. You cannot say that with all these verses, all these chapters, all these books, and there's way more, because they all were teaching the same message, all the apostles, all the books in the New Covenant were teaching the same message about the spiritual, okay, about faith, about understanding what Yahushua came to fulfill and to bring our people back spiritually with understanding. Where it says the word walk in there, it says in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. I'm going to say if we live in the set-apart Spirit, let us also operate in the set-apart Spirit. And that's one of Sister Jennifer's favorite words, operate. And you're going to get understanding. If this is pushed so much, then why aren't people operating out the Spirit? Why are people still operating through the flesh on many things? Well, that just goes to show you that some people got some working to do, because you cannot operate by the flesh on anything in this end time. We've read it over and over and over in many books. And we know that there's no flesh and blood that will enter the kingdom. But we know that what we're dealing with is principalities. Many people have this other spirit dealing with them, working with them. They're operating out of a different spirit outside of our Father. We're all supposed to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, because we're right in the midst of all evil. All evil. And see, the deception is so clever only because we're finding out now about the truth of the serpent seed, that they were there and they were teaching in the New Covenant, and they're still out here teaching right now. That's why I offered everybody to view that video that I posted. It's on our website, too, by the way. It's featured in the video section. First one. You know, a lot of people never got this, but I think that people's eyes are starting to wake up to the truth. And I think that where we may have been in error, if you're getting and understanding the truth of the Father's Word, take it as a blessing. You know, because many people are not going to get this. Brought us away for destruction. Many people won't get this. So if your eyes are open to this truth, hallelujah. That's all I have to add, family, because I think that we've covered the topics very well. I want to go at this time. Oh, we have a caller. Okay, great. I'm going to leave this room open to the callers, okay? And I'm going to first go to our sister. Sister Cookie, do you want to add anything at this time?
No.
Okay. Let me just ask you this, Sister Cookie, before we take any callers. Sister Cookie, don't you think that we have thoroughly covered as much as really needs to be covered for the understanding?
I do. I think more than enough. I think you covered it more than enough. I think if someone doesn't understand it by now, then maybe it's not for them.
Exactly. I would say the only reason I went overboard with this is because if you look out there, there's many people who believe the lie. So, see, when you come with the Father's Word and teaching people, family, you got to go many places, because they're going to find a way to twist and pervert the truth. When Paul was saying that, you know, one minute you love me, now I tell you the truth, and am I your enemy? When we tell this truth, and you see, the truth goes deep. Some people, just the truth that Yahushua came out of the tribe of Judah, and he had white woolly hair, like an afro, you know, and skin burnt as it burnt in a furnace, well, that's too much for them. Then you got another group teaching Torah, teaching and quoting Torah to tell you about things nowadays which are spiritual. Then you got those who just say, hey, the Bible ain't real because I saw this video, and, you know, they know about Zygist, which shows that how Yahushua's birth, not Yahushua, excuse me, Jesus Christ's birth is the same as every foul deity and God that man has made. Every fallen angel, they all got the same little fallen thing. Well, see, that's why the Bible's not real. Or they'll tell you, they'll make up something. You got that bunch. You got some straight up in paganism. Straight up talking to spirits. I was listening to Tom Joyner's. And first of all, they got the... they have the... what do you call them? Homosexuals. That's what I'm trying to say. They have the homosexuals on there. Okay? And I couldn't believe what I heard today. You know, my daughter, she keeps her radio on that channel. So I don't even mess with it. When the car comes on, it plays. Well, I was listening to it, and what they were talking about some. It was on the borderline of fornication they were talking about, but in gayism terms, you know what I'm saying? And I couldn't believe they were broadcasting that. And then they had a psychic come by, and somebody who was, like you say, the Witch of Endor. She was a Witch of Endor. He was, I should say. And he asked the girl for her birth date, the birth date of the man she wanted to find out about, and he said, well, the spirit's telling me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I had someone come on my house yesterday. I was trying to teach them the word, and they were asking me, what was my zodiac sign? When was I born? I'm like, our people are so lost. We got some that's really lost to the truth all the way. We got some that have only heard part truth, and, you know, not the full truth, but part truth. Then you have those who are being taught by the scribes and the Pharisees. So we got, when they talk about the ascension among the Hebrews, there were many, many different dissensions, different levels of understandings, you know, and that's what we're seeing today. So, like I said, if your eyes are open, just thank the Father. You know, thank the Father. All Israel's not of Israel. Remember that. Remember that. But no doubt Cain was considered in the lineage of the Hebrews. He was. He was in the line of, definitely in the line of Israel when you go read the book of Kings. But I'm going to open the mic. Okay, if anybody wants to ask any questions or give a verse or talk a little bit, hey, I'm opening the mic. Let me get the first mic opened up. Area code 936, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Sister Georgia, and Sister Cookie. This is Sister Phoenicia.
Hello, Sister Phoenicia. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you for reading, Sister Cookie. And thank you for this last wrap-up for this show, Sister Georgia. I really appreciate it. I just have one or two questions. You keep saying that Paul was writing letters of extortion, exhorting the apostles, Peter and Timothy and whatnot. Can you tell me how you know this?
Because it tells you the letter.
Right.
Yeah, it tells you the letter, sister.
Okay. I just didn't understand that. That's how you know that's how he was telling them to not say things like, I suffer a woman not to teach and all that.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm going to give you a fence. Hold on. I got to pull it up. I'll give you an example, sister, because many people just don't get this one. Let me pull up my, give me a few seconds to get it pulled up here.
I totally agree with what you're saying, especially particularly Romans, Acts 2:17, when you go in the blue letter about when it says your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Yes, to prophesy means teach, refute, admonish, you know, all of that. So, I agree 100% with what you're saying. I just need to have the proof to back this up. I mean, even more proof about this letter, these letters to Paul were to, you know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm trying to get the verse pulled up for you. Okay, it's in the New Covenant. Hold on a second. Let me find it. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay, it's in 1 Corinthians 14. Let me go pull that up and I'll show you what I mean. 1 Corinthians 14. And you can hear it. One second. All right. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 14, we're going to get to the verse. We'll start it off right here. Give me one second to find it. Let's see. I'm almost there. Come on. What? Okay, it's okay. go to verse 33. Let's start there. Verse 33, okay, of 1 Corinthians 14. Are you there?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, within Corinthians, they'll tell you that, well, you know, it'll say the epistles of Paul, and then it also says within Corinthians and some of these other books, it'll say this is the letter. It'll tell you that he was writing letters. So you're going to hear him read a letter, okay? Now,
okay.
He was dealing with the Corinths, okay? So what he says in verse 33, he says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace. As in all the assemblies of the saints." Okay, now he's going to read the letter. "Let your women keep silent in the assembly, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also said it the law." Now that should tell you right there who was preaching the law. Paul was out there teaching the Gentiles, okay? So he is showing them, he's reading this letter, and he's doing correspondence back and forth, but he's letting them know from the beginning, "For you, who is not the author of confusion, but of shalom, in all the assemblies of the saints." Now he's going to read the letter. "Let your women keep silent in the assembly, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also setteth the law." Now he says, And if they will learn anything, he's still reading, "let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to speak in the assembly." Verse 36, what? He can't believe what he's reading. Say, what? "Came the word of the Most High out of you, or came it unto you only?" He says, "If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of Yahuwah. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covert to prophecy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order." So he was rebuking that teaching. This is what they were teaching. They were under the law. You see what I'm saying, sister?
Yes, I do. I definitely agree.
And you're going to get that in many of the letters that Paul, and even the understandings that the other ones are doing, but really with Paul, you get it. Because if he's reading a letter, he like, what are they talking about? What? This is what they're teaching? But they were, the people who he was out there, like usually went to the lost sheep, because the lost sheep had learned faulty doctrines under the scribes and the Pharisees, or they were just playing into the paganism up in the churches. So he got to read these letters, and he's doing correspondence. And it's like, what? You just gotta think about what's going on in these letters, and the men won't tell you that these are letters, but it's obvious because that's what it reads. You know,
right.
He says, "Right," and if you go other places within there, he'll say, "This is the letter. I received your letter," and he's corresponding back and forth, and he's teaching the ones who don't have any understanding, and many of them still, with the limited understanding they had, they were under the scribes and Pharisees, like what you see today. When I tell them, this is not speaking that a woman cannot teach. This is not speaking that a woman cannot ask a question. And you go to many of these assemblies, these camps today, the men are allowed to ask questions, but the women aren't. The women
right.
have to sit far back and just take care of the kids. All you hear is the men's voices. And when they do their shows, they say, okay, it's a gathering of the brothers. Well, the brethren in the scriptures are the whole assembly, not just the men. But this is being done today because of those who were sitting in Moses' seat, and they're here today. That's all this is, sister.
I'm
That's just one example. There's many more.
Thank you so much. I realize I need to dip into this. Now that I have this understanding more that you've given me through this new series, I'm gonna start over with the New Testament again and just see it all now with these different eyes that I have.
Well, sister, I tell you, we will be going through a lot more of the New Covenant in days to come. I want to first finish up. I started the Book of Kings, but the Father pushed this on me first. So, because this Torah truth, what about Yahushua, it delves into so many misteachings. And we had to go to the point, why was it a misteaching? who did this? Who did Yahushua rebuke because of this? You know, who did Paul rebuke? What, you know, he was writing them letters. And I keep saying, if you don't understand that these are letters, and if you don't understand what was the scribes and Pharisees, and they were sitting in Moses' seat, but they shouldn't have been there. And who were they from the beginning of the word? They were from the lineage of Cain, but they were right there with our people. The Father said, if you do well. So in order to do well, you got the well and good is with the Father. It's not with man. So... anyhow.
Well, I thank you once again. No, you hit me up in the head, and I really appreciate you. You are my teacher, Sister Georgia, and I appreciate you for everything you do.
Well, I thank the Father for you as well, Sister, and I'm just glad that when eyes are open, hallelujah, you know, when eyes get open. And we're going to go through much more truth because I'm listening out there, and maybe the Father just got me listening, and certain people will say I'm a spy. I'm not a spy. I feel like this. The word, like Yahushua said, he didn't speak nothing in darkness. He when the scribes and the Pharisees caught him, like what they want to accuse me of, everything I say you can hear right on my shows. I'm not hiding nothing. There's nothing hidden on the website. That's not being done. I'm speaking plainly and clearly the Father's word, but what they're teaching, they've gotten it from either a scribe or Pharisees, or they've gotten it from a camp, or them themselves are descendants of Cain's genealogy, the scribes and Pharisees, and they're deceiving the people. So if they tell you a woman can't teach, well, if I'm the only one rebuking all of them, because they all saying the same lie.
Right.
And, you know, it almost scares me. You know, it almost scares me. They all are preaching the same lie, and the ones who aren't that are men, they're preaching that the Gentiles are of the other nations, and it's like, whoa, it's overpowering. You know, that's why when I go through the lessons, I try to hit every time I see something, I'm like, let's go there again, just to show everybody it's in the word everywhere. All these misteachings that are being done, and basically they're being done because even when we were in Christianity, the normal pattern of things to be done was there was always a man teacher. You know, that's the normal pattern. But now we're learning the truth of our Father's word. We're trying to get the burdens off of us by getting to the truth, and people are having problems with that because the one person who's going to tell them shame, 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 that's not what the Father's word says, happens to be a female. So,
exactly.
You know. But, hey, yeah. You know, like I said, I can't go to the – when I first came into the truth, yes, I was hearing everybody, and the way it reads, I thought that those Gentiles were the other nations. Yes, I thought it was. But when I started really praying and reading for myself, I had to go through the entire scripture as a Hebrew, with Hebrew eyes and the set-apart spirit, not with the eyes of an unlearned, but learned. I had to learn it, okay? I had to allow the Father to lead me through this. Once you get the truth, you know, hey, it's all good, but... for those who, because they're saying that, and I really don't hear too many women teaching. I really wish I could hear more. Not to take away from the men, but I don't hear women teaching, and that's a shame. And I do hear women doing very unrighteous things because of what they have been taught. And I hear even from the men. The men, they cackle when